This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Paris signaling that President Trump and U.S. negotiators might soon abandon peace talks between Russia and Ukraine if no progress is made in the coming days. ABC's James Longman with more from the Foreign Desk.
This was surprisingly blunt from Marco Rubio. The Secretary of State has been in Paris for meetings with European leaders about a deal to stop the war in Ukraine. He told reporters, "We need to determine very quickly now, and I'm talking about in a matter of days, whether or not this is doable." He said, "If it's not going to happen, then, quote, we are just going to move on."
A spokesman for the Houthis in Yemen says 74 people were killed, more than 70 wounded in Yemen amid the new campaign targeting the rebels. A 20-year-old student in police custody following yesterday's shooting on the campus of Florida State University. Tallahassee police say he killed two and wounded several other people. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen allowed to see the wrongly deported and detained Kilmar Albrego Garcia in El Salvador. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. There are no meetings or activities at City Hall today, but on Monday there are four committees scheduled to hold meetings. The Board of Public Works, Board of Zoning Appeals, Aviation Board, and Board of Harbor Commissioners will meet. There are also meetings later in the week next week for the Redevelopment Authority and Economic and Community Development Commission. With construction season beginning, there have been dozens of rezoning and permit requests for the city government to consider so far in 2025. Head Start centers in Wisconsin have received less money so far in 2025 compared to the same period of time as last year. Senator Tammy Baldwin said that so far, $34.5 million has been sent out so far this year. Last year at this time, nearly $70 million had been provided. Baldwin said that the 50% decrease in funding for Wisconsin Head Start centers is part of the Trump administration's strategy to defund the program to the tune of nearly $1 billion nationwide, causing some centers to close. The La Crosse County Board passed a resolution and sent it to state and federal legislators urging Congress to avoid cutting funds for Medicaid. In particular, the county mentions the potential for losing funding for mandated programs for children and the elderly, skilled nursing services, WIC, and mental health. The resolution states that the proposed federal cuts would devastate the county's budget to continue providing those services, and that the bill may pass too quickly for the public to understand the local impacts. The Enbridge Line 5 project will be fast-tracked and have public hearings this spring after receiving an emergency designation. Tribal leaders said the government was not acting in good faith. Environmental experts are concerned about oil leaks in the Great Lakes and impacts to wetlands in northern Wisconsin. The Trump administration is seeking to expand gas and oil capabilities in the U.S. Bernard Construction, whose owner donated $1 million to President Donald Trump's campaign, was selected to build the pipeline. Today will be about normal for this time of year temperature-wise. We'll top out at the mid-50s in most places. That continues through Sunday, when we'll have our next chance of rain in the evening hours. After that, we'll warm up into the mid-60s to low 70s by the middle of next week, with scattered rain chances on most days. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Bucks head to Indy. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA playoffs, game one. The Pacers host the Bucks tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard back at practice. Just 4 weeks after being diagnosed with a blood clot in his right leg. How did he look? Head coach Doc Rivers.
You know, we didn't go a lot live today, but he was in practice throughout practice today. You know, and now we just got to see where he's at physically.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a three-game series tonight against the A's at American Family Field. The NFL draft coming up next week in Green Bay. How's the Packers roster? Mark Murphy.
You know, it takes a while for young players, even really talented ones, to really figure out the NFL. And usually by their third, fourth year, they're really, you know, really understand the game. And I know Brian, I think, has made some comments about we need to start competing for championships. And, you know, we're the Green Bay Packers. We, you know, it's all about winning championships.
That's Packers President Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A lingering shower or thundershower this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy and a bit cooler today. We'll stay in the mid to upper 50s temperature-wise. Tonight down to 39, tomorrow partly cloudy 56. Partly cloudy Easter Sunday with late day and evening showers and a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Author and columnist Doug Moe joins us. His new work called Saving Hearts and Killing Rats, about the University of Wisconsin biochemist. Don't want to miss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, and skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in, girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. A pretty risque tune from Sandy Williams.
Well, it turns out that these songs tend to be centered around relationships that are a little different than yours and mine, but oh well.
Yeah, right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. This is the swan song for Sandy Williams and I on at this time in this studio and on this radio station. We're going to be doing podcasts in the near future, so we'll make sure you get all the information. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Ann. Ann, you're up first. Your thoughts about, you know, what we've been talking about this morning, you know, just where we're headed.
Yeah, Earl, Sandy, thank you, first of all. There is only two choices for Republicans right now, oligarchy or freedom. And you know what? Those Republicans that want to change their mind and join us, we'd be happy to have them on our team. The people that scare me are the people that are still standing by Trump. You know, these people have never been in a team sport before. We're all in this together. They're playing individual and think one person can solve all these problems. I'm sorry, guys. We're going to be in bad shambles if you don't join our team. So that's all I have to say, Earl and Sandy. Thank you so much.
And thank you very much. Sandy, she is right that you just wonder how people can think that one guy,
you know, we talk about running the company, or the conservatives talk about running the country like a company. Well, any big corporation that hires a CEO, the way the board of directors tests the CEO is to see what sort of a team the CEO assembles and how much he looks to that team to use their separate expertise, their various forms of expertise, to make sure the company does as well as possible. And here we have a federal leader, the president, who eschews advice from anyone and who is micromanaging every department and every agency. And the notion is that the White House will micromanage the country. You know, any CEO who tried to micromanage a major corporation would have a tenure in office as CEO of about 6 months. And so, you know, people ought to be horrified by what they're seeing. We ought not to be willing to turn the reins of power in this country and the control of this country over to a single individual, regardless of the merits of that particular individual.
All right, let's go to Mary. Good morning to you, Mary. You say what?
Morning, Earl and Sandy. Thanks for this opportunity. So my focus this morning is to call people's attention to an important event today, pro-democracy. It's called Let Freedom Ring, a national bell ringing for democracy. The link is letfreedomring.live, 5 p.m. today, 6 p.m. Eastern time. And it's this 250th anniversary of the lighting of lanterns at Boston's Old North Church that signaled the start of Paul Revere's ride, and churches throughout the area rang their bells of warning. We're going to be hearing bells throughout the nation today. So if you're connected with a church, let them know and do click on this link, letfreedomring.live, and have your bell handy to ring. Got to focus on the positive.
Hey, Mary, thank you very much. Yeah, as always, you always, you know, wake people up to those kind of things. Sandy, you know, she talked about
Paul. I had my bell rung a couple of times in high school, but
hey,
it didn't do much good.
Sandy, she talked about Paul Revere and going back to, I mean, you have to go back to the founding of this nation and what they thought the founding fathers, all this conversation, conservatives always talking about what the founding fathers would be saying, and this is what the founding fathers, what do they think the founding fathers would say about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Well, this is, Donald Trump is the very nature of a president that the founding fathers worried about. It's the reason why the founding fathers had separation of power. They tried to foresee how it is they could set up a government that would not allow authoritarianism to come into existence. And now we have a whole political movement that's designed to install authoritarianism. You know, the Republican Party brought the leader of Viktor Orban, the leader of Hungary, over, and the Heritage Foundation described Viktor Orban as the sort of leader that they found should be the lead of a sound conservative movement in a country. Viktor Orban took a democracy, Hungary, and turned it into an authoritarian government, and it's horrifying that people would erect Viktor Orban as the paradigm example of what they want to have as a president for the United States.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Charles, you're up next. You say what?
Hey, good morning, guys. Sandy, if I could just push back on your comment about Elon Musk not being allowed to come in a country because he's from South Africa. He would be allowed because he's white. I have yet to see a blonde hair, blue eyed person in cuffs because of the whole protest against what Israel has been doing to the people of Palestine. I don't think we'll ever see a white person arrested because of their protest, except for Democratic ones, and that's protesting against what him and Musk are doing.
Well, I do think you make a good point. I think that if we looked at the students whose visas were being revoked, student visas were being revoked, I think we'd find out that it was a remarkably bore an ethnicity which was not Western European in all likelihood. I think you're probably right.
Hey, Charles. But, go ahead. Yeah. Thank you very much for the call, Charles. Go ahead, Sandy. You want to respond?
No. I just think that, again, I think he points out something which is embedded in this whole nature of what Donald Trump wants to do to American society. And I think one of the things he wants to do by constantly talking about DEI, I think the DEI is a dog whistle for a race. And, you know, the talk of erasing DEI from every place is the notion of erasing efforts to diversify any place that includes racial diversity. And racial diversity doesn't per se mean mediocrity, doesn't per se mean incompetence. But that's what Donald Trump has tried to say, which has embedded in it, I think, the ultimate sort of racism, the ultimate sort of misogyny. When they had the accident, the airplane accident in Washington, right, and he immediately described the air controllers as being the result of DEI and therefore an incompetent, was, I think, to say it all.
All right, Tom from L.A., you're up next.
Good morning, Earl. Good morning.
Good morning.
First, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, we must get all money out of politics. Sandy, I want to thank you for showing us your, when you filled in for Earl one time, your $16,000 for health care, $16,000 child care, $16,000 mortgage or rent, and $16,000 taxes. Because it really does bring it home in terms of what the average person is going through. Also, Earl, please let us know when your podcast is going to be on by emailing us or putting it on.
Well, so let me say this, Tom. The podcast will be through Civic Media, so it will it will be announced on the different Civic Media outlets.
Okay, great. And then also, I want to say during this Easter season, you know, Jesus Christ said, I am the shepherd, and this is my flock, the sheep. And I'll tell you what, for all of these people that are authoritarian dictators and are basically taking the sheep and taking them to the slaughterhouse, I hope there's somewhere in this world or the next that they have to pay a price, because you are committing one of the gravest sins that if you're a Christian, Jesus Christ talked about, and that was not taking advantage of the sheep. And that's exactly what has happened. These people follow Donald Trump off a cliff. They break the first commandment. I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not have strange gods before me.
Let me read this paragraph quickly. Former megachurch pastor John Pavlovitz has written a new piece on his Substack page that takes a distinctly Old Testament attitude towards supporters of President Donald Trump. In his piece, Pavlovitz makes the case that Trump supporters must be ostracized going forward due to their complicity in what he sees as the president's ruinous second-term policies. The people we love live alongside those we work and study shoulder to shoulder with, those we have invited into our hearts and homes. They are as responsible for all of this as he is, as those in his cabinets are, he writes. That's a former megachurch pastor who is saying that about, you know, the MAGAs.
Absolutely. And the thing is, we just need to realize that, you know, if you believe in a heaven, if you believe in something more after this life, you know, these people are not, they should not call themselves Christians. They follow the Old Testament. They don't follow the New Testament. That's when Christ showed up in my book.
All right, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. Guys, hang on the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Sandy Williams and I on the Earl Ingram Show.
Pray for me.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
And from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for if they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water?
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off-ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. Your timing, Goodfellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like, security, and you're saying, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is the talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
And I raise glass for every note, for every distant dream and hope that it may find the change they seek in their mind. Silent leaves are falling beneath the winter bramblings, fall timely into November tidings. I tramble through the chesty smoke with you from the old houses smell of brush and bramble. See the traffic lights, bid adieu to all those westward bound students. Side one I used to pal with. Winter consumes this place, gentle remains its pace, and we carry on, oblivious to our swan song. I raise a glass for every note.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Sandy, the music.
Yeah, that one's a swan song. I like the lyric, oblivious to our swan song. But, you know, this for the at least for the radio show, this is a swan song, so I thought I'd pick that song.
Let me do this before we go back to the phone line, Sandy. It's things like this. Trump team degrades senator and his wife with profane social media comment. And so what did the senator do, Senator Van Hollen, Sandy? What did he do? What crime did he commit that the president of the United States and his staff can be so what's the word, man? Vulgar.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, the vulgarity is also purposeful. It's staged. It's designed to signal to his followers what it is and how much on the outside you will become if you do anything whatsoever that runs contrary to the view of the dear leader. I mean, this, you know, people talk about sheep following him. No, this is lemmings. Lemmings are those little creatures that follow them over the cliffs of Moher.
Right.
And to their death, to their peril. That's the people who are letting this happen, who are facilitating the transition of the United States from a democratic republic to an authoritarian republic, are lemmings. And they're going to fall over the cliff with the rest of us.
All right. Brendan, you're up next, man.
Well, first, let me just say how sad I am to kind of be sitting here feeling as though you're you've been hit with some sort of Trump authoritarian shrapnel through FCC pressure to take you off the free airwaves and put you on a podcast. I've enjoyed the show. I've enjoyed you and Sandy every Friday. I'm so appreciative of your message and to be able to, you know, share feelings with you and be able to call in. And I will listen to the podcast. But like I said, I'd really like to hear something to make me feel like that's not exactly what just happened.
So, you know, I don't, you know.
Well, I'm confident that's not why Civic Media has decided to move to podcasts. I think that it has to do with a notion of what the listening audiences in Wisconsin are all about. And I think Civic Media is particularly focused on non-urban Wisconsin and Tom, Dick, and Mary out there generally. So I'm not concerned that this is bowing to the pressures of the White House. I think it is responding to the new media market and the desire for podcasts.
All right, Brendan, thank you very much. Go ahead, Brendan.
I just wanted to say thanks. I'll be following you. Thank you. And enjoy the time with you.
Thank you, man. We appreciate you. I'm going to be heard on the different stations anyway, but Sandy and I
do think the loss that you and I have is not being able to intersect directly with people like Brendan and find out. I mean, he's a very, very thoughtful guy. He's had some very good things to add. And I think the danger of podcasts generally is the danger of media, which is that people get to pick and choose what they want to listen to. And they end up maybe having echo chamber type lifestyles. But hopefully we'll be part of something that isn't just an echo chamber.
Well, Sandy, I think that's very well said. And, you know, for those who don't know, I'm going to be in a different capacity. My voice is still going to be heard on Civic Media in different markets and different radio stations. So, you know, I'm not leaving. But Sandy and I will do as great a job in our podcast. We'll actually be unencumbered, and we'll do even greater work on those podcasts. So we'll make sure that you know we're gonna ramp up and get it going as soon as possible. Mark from DeSac, you're up next. You say what?
Yeah, thanks so much, Earl. Yeah, the president is becoming, I think, what the anti-federalists were concerned about, that becoming more or less a monarch and having too much power. Of course, the Supreme Court actually, you know, enabled that by their saying, "Well, he's immune from any official acts," and that's far from what the founders actually intended. I mean, they intended the president to be constrained by the law. I mean, they put that in there, you know, that basically execute the law as part of the, you know, falls underneath the oath. And what occurs to me is that yes, these guys on the right like to say, "Well, we got to go back what the founders thought." Well, if we go back to the Declaration of Independence preceding the Constitution, they actually made mention of imposing taxes on us without our consent. Well, tariffs are a tax, and we did not consent to have, you know, Trump impose these tariffs upon us, you know, without any kind of, you know, consent at all. I mean, that transporting people beyond the seas, I mean, that was another indictment under the Declaration of Independence. And I guess the phrase that stuck out to me because I was reading through this, that from the Declaration of Independence, "In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character has thus been marked by in every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people." I mean, Trump.
You know, Mark, I hate to envision Trump as a prince, but your point is well taken. Thank you very much for the call. Before we go to this quick break, do your damn job. GOP senator ignites fury by saying she fears Trump retaliation. Joni Ernst, Lisa Murkowski, fears Donald Trump's reprisal. Do your damn job, GOP Senator, ignites fury by saying she fears Trump retaliation. A United States Senator says that publicly. Sandy, we'll let you respond on the other side. 855-752-4842.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The La Crosse County Board passed a resolution and sent it to state and federal legislators urging Congress to avoid cutting funds for Medicaid. In particular, the county mentions the potential for losing funding for mandated programs for children and the elderly, skilled nursing services, WIC, and mental health. The resolution states that the proposed federal cuts would devastate the county's budget to continue providing those services, and that the bill may pass too quickly for the public to understand the local impacts. Federal budget cuts planned in a bill currently in Congress are set to close over two dozen research laboratories and collaborative offices for the NOAA. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
If the plan is enacted, it would close all of NOAA's weather, climate, and ocean laboratories and cooperative institutes. And without that research, the National Weather Service weather models and products will stagnate. Observational data collection will be reduced, public outreach will decrease, and undergraduate and graduate student support will drop. Also, NOAA funding for universities will plummet. The scientific backbone and workforce needed to keep weather forecasts, alerts, and warnings accurate and effective will be drastically reduced. This could lead to unknown and disastrous consequences for public safety and economic health.
Already, the agency has been affected by mass layoffs of probationary employees by the Trump administration the past 2 months. Head Start centers in Wisconsin have received less money so far in 2025 compared to the same period of time as last year. Senator Tammy Baldwin said that so far, $34.5 million has been sent out so far this year. Last year at this time, nearly $70 million had been provided. Baldwin said that the 50% decrease in funding for Wisconsin Head Start centers is part of the Trump administration's strategy to defund the program to the tune of nearly $1 billion nationwide, causing some centers to close. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After going into space thanks to Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin company, Gayle King has received quite a bit of backlash from her friends and colleagues and various celebrities. According to Variety, King addressed criticism that the flight was expensive, a self-indulgent publicity stunt, and pointless by saying Bezos' company is just trying to figure out a way to harness waste here on our planet and put it into space to make Earth better. The jury is still out on how many bags of trash they took, but it doesn't matter because in a related story, no one believes her. In case you're wondering how much participants paid to go into space through Blue Origin, speculation is that there is a $150,000 payment for the reservation, but the actual trip might have cost millions per person, and maybe even more for Lauren Sanchez, who probably had to buy extra space for her lips. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A lingering shower or thundershower this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy and a bit cooler today. We'll stay in the mid to upper 50s temperature-wise. Tonight down to 39, tomorrow partly cloudy, 56. Partly cloudy Easter Sunday with late day and evening showers and a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 2:30, we're going to play a little Which Whopper's Worst. And I'm not talking about burgers. Which lie of the week is the worst lie? Tune in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay.
Here's to you.
Oh, Sandy, my God. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Yes, it's our last show, Sandy and I, on, you know, this platform, clearly over the airwaves, radio airwaves of Civic Media. But we're going to be doing a podcast, and I guarantee you, you're going to get even more of what we are doing now. Let me, before we go to the phone line, Sandy, this is what should be worrisome to anybody. I don't care what side of the coin you are on. A clip of Senator Lisa Murkowski, representative of Arkansas, Republican Arkansas, a senator, making the rounds on social media has ignited controversy because she admitted to feeling intimidated by threats from President Donald Trump and his supporters. In the video, Murkowski responded to a question about what she said to Americans who are worried about speaking out against Trump, and she said that we are all afraid. And then she added that I am oftentimes very anxious myself about using my voice because his retaliation is real. Sandy, that's a United States senator.
Well, of course. And, you know, she, by retaliation, I suspect she's talking not only about personal retaliation against her and her politically, but retaliation against the state of Missouri. He's already demonstrated his capacity to act capriciously against states at large who, for instance, California, a state that typically votes democratically, he treats as a lesser place and stands in the way of federal aid to that area. I mean, this is a president who is using all the tools of his office for political and personal reasons to enhance the power of Donald Trump. And we should all be very worried about it. Once again, corporations, Jamie Dimon, I'm sure Jamie Dimon was concerned about the capacity of the federal government to turn its guns on his bank, which is the second biggest bank in the United States.
Senator Murkowski, Mark on the text, may be right to be concerned. Trump may indeed activate his self-appointed brown shirts to take unofficial retribution against those Trump declares enemies of the royal pomposity. The threat of murderous
janissaries.
At his disposal that the anti-federalists were concerned about with the proposed office of president may be indeed what we are seeing. Let's go to CJ. CJ, you're up.
Morning, Earl and Sandy. I'm also known as Paul Harvey, Civic Media's Paul Harvey, to hear the rest of the story.
What's the rest of the story, CJ? That's a United States Senator, Republican, who said she's afraid of the president. That's not some Democrat. That's not some leftist. That's a Republican United States Senator.
Well, Senator Murkowski's from Alaska, actually.
Okay, okay.
And
well,
she's a turncoat.
Oh.
You know, She's a rhino. She's a rhino. But here's the thing.
You know, Earl, CJ, this is the last conversation we'll have. But what does it feel like
to be a
lemming? Because, you know, your notion that Senator Murkowski is worthy of being labeled something, a rhino, what? She's not someone who agrees with Donald Trump and his every move? Her votes are materially in support of what the Republican Party asks her to vote for. She simply resists on occasion. But you dismiss her.
Yes, I do. She's usually the one that doesn't stand with the Republicans. But I wanted to talk about your show. Can I talk about your show for a second?
You can talk about my show tomorrow. That's the date that I have set to talk about my show. So we're talking about right now the inherent dangers that the person...
You had everybody else talk about your show.
Hey, CJ, I'll see you later. Let's go to Whistler. Good morning to you, Whistler. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. And again, I'll try and tune into your podcast, but I'm going to miss you on the open airwaves right away. And as far as Senator Murkowski goes, props to her. Props to her. They shouldn't be afraid of Trump.
You're right.
I know they are, but they shouldn't be.
Hey, Whistler, thank you very much for the call, man. You know, Sandy, it really is. If you can't see, and you call him a lemming, you asked him, how does it feel to be a lemming? He totally ignored it.
But, I was responding
Sandy,
in kind.
You were right. Because anybody who thinks it's okay for a United States senator to be afraid of the man who's in her party?
Well, he categorized her as something that was to be despised and to be disregarded, which was a rhino. And a rhino in his mind is someone who maybe sticks by the old Republican Party ideals, but doesn't stick with Donald Trump when asked to and on every occasion. I've come to both like and try to understand and to be angry with people like CJ, because I think he's a person who's very well intended, but he's lined up with this cult and is backing somebody, Donald Trump, who is hell-bent on destroying the Democratic Republic of the United States and turning it into an authoritarian government. And he's apparently enthused about that prospect.
Well, Sandy, that's it in a nutshell, right? I mean, you're going to side with somebody who's destroying this nation as we know it and the American people in it? And then you're proud because you believe this is your man? And so you're going to support all of that nonsense? Just unacceptable. Let's go to Bob from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Bob. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl and Sandy. Long-time listener, second-time caller. And unfortunately, I am on CJ's side here. When it comes to civic media, I love your show because I love the opposite view of what I believe in. But it's a business. So I think it comes down to numbers, and I think the population has actually seen that the stuff that you guys spew is false information. you cut me off already, didn't you?
No, you're still here, man. Go ahead.
Okay. I just hear a bunch of static. I mean, I heard Charles calling earlier, spewing racist remarks about only non-whites are being kicked out of the country. Senator Murkowski, you guys got the wrong state. Yeah, you know what?
Hey, well, so if we got the wrong state, then I deserve 50 lashes for that. But the fact that you won't talk about the fact that you won't talk about whether or not a United States senator should be afraid of the president of the United States is a bigger issue than me getting the state wrong. Address that, sir.
Well, number one, I want to say, I mean, I brought up racism before. You just said 50 lashes. How racist is that?
Oh, my.
That's not racist.
No, oh my is right. I mean, there's a reason you guys are being removed from civic media. It's because of the misinformation.
Well, first let me say to you about, Bob, I'm not being removed from civic media. You're going to hear my voice on different radio stations. So if you want to talk about false information, that's what you're spreading, right? So here's what I would say to you. Apparently, you haven't listened to conservative talk radio that will not take calls from anybody other than conservatives.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you're actually on the line as we speak, and you weren't cut off.
I'd be interested in understanding what information we've provided that's false. We've definitely provided opinions that you might not agree with, but I'm wondering what piece of information has ever been provided that I'm aware of that was false during our conversations? Because the difference between false information and opinions which you disagree with are like the difference between night and day.
Bring Bob back in.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Bob?
I'm at a dead...
Hey, Bob? You're on the air, man. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey.
Oh, come on, man. You know, this is the kind of foolishness that we're talking about. Right? You call and you don't have the courage to back up what it is you're talking about. Let's go to Ali. Mike, I'll come to you after the break, because I want to make sure you get some time. Hey, good morning to you, Ali. You say what?
Oh, I say first off, CJ said one time that he was on the debate team and he likes the opportunity to debate. So I think a lot of that, what he says and how he acts, comes from his wanting the debate floor. And
well, he wasn't very good at debating.
No, he doesn't care whether he's right or wrong. He just wants to debate, and that's his whole problem. But people who have eyes that want to see what's going on, and now we need to speak up and speak out, no matter who we are or what affiliation we are, you certainly can see what's happening to the United States of America because of Trump. And people should not be afraid to speak up, protest, because that's the change that we can each one of us make. And I hope people will do that. And I would like to know more about the bell ringing thing, if you can.
Ali, we'll make sure that I'll see what I can do to get that information out. Thank you very much. You know, Ali, that's very well said, Sandy, right? She was right on point. People should have the right to speak out, not be afraid.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the notion that, absolutely. Conformity is the worst, whether we all conformed to something that people thought was a paradigm or not. Conformity is a horror, and that's not what we want. It's that would be a duplication of dystopian future that we don't want to live in.
Well, you notice, Sandy, we let Bob on. We gave him an opportunity to speak, and he did what most of them do. And when I say them, those are those who accuse us of saying the wrong things. We gave him an opportunity. What did he do? He dummied up. Right. 855-752-4842. Last few minutes on the Earl Ingram Show with Sandy Williams. Up next. I know.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
It's more than a place to shop. Schrader's Department Store is a 134-year-old cornerstone in the Manitowoc County community of Two Rivers. It's also the oldest, and not just in the state, but the country, still operated by the same family.
I am fourth generation. We've made the store just our own special spot now.
AJ Schrader runs the store with her sister, and like every generation, grew up working there.
My sisters and I were all raised in the department store from little on. I would wait on customers when I was 12. It's just a part of who we are. Our customers are what open the doors every day.
So it's a mix of new and old, including services like tailoring.
It's just a great place to be.
It really is a slice of Wisconsin you won't find anywhere else. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hand, touching hand, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram and Sandy Williams, you know, show here on, you know, the Civic Media Radio Network. We certainly are going to be doing some things in the podcast area. Let's go right to the phone lines. Mike, you're up next, man.
Thank you. Hey, thanks. Happy Friday, everybody. You know, I got to tell you, it's very, very hard listening to certain calls. I'm talking referencing, you know, CJ and Mark here. You know, a president of the United States, once elected, he needs to represent all of America, not just conservative. You know, we must accept the fact that the reason why we're here is because we, the people, stopped paying attention. And all of a sudden, you know, next thing we know, the media deregulation, unlimited money that's captured our elections. But the biggest thing for me that is worrisome is when we see an attack on our nation's capital. We see first responders and police officers in an all-afternoon duke-it-out fight in our nation's capital, and we have to listen to people like Mark saying that we're not speaking the truth power on the Earl Ingram Show. And yet, when confronted about what we
see with their own eyes and hear with their own ears, they never, ever accept any responsibility. They don't even answer the darn question. So my thing is this. We're seeing these people, I'll call them sheeple, turning into sacrificial lamb. We're seeing our freedoms being taken away. We're seeing a president of the United States deny any accountability. I don't care if he was, when asked during the campaign about his 2025 policies, he put his arms up. Well, I don't know anything about it. Same thing yesterday with this, sending the gentleman to El Salvador. Well, I don't know nothing about it, he says on mainstream media news. Yeah. I don't know nothing about it. You know, enough of this lying. You're allowing this group of people led by this criminal pervert to message and wag the dog, if you will.
Hey, Mike, we got you, man. We're running out of time. Thank you very much for the call.
All right.
Chad from Greenfield, you got it.
Hey, Earl and Sandy, I just stumbled upon the bad news. I just wanted to thank you guys for letting me call over the years, even with our disagreements and all that stuff. It was fun. I prefer to listen to your format just to hear a different side of you. But when you guys have, you know, the Democrats have 21% approval rating and you guys hammer the same talking points that our country, the majority of our country is against, it's just too much to overcome. And, you know, liberal talk radio is just another, civic media is another incarnation of it. It just keeps failing because you guys keep talking about points that the majority of America highly disagrees with.
Sandy, you want to
respond?
Hang on, Chad. Sandy, you want to respond to...
Well, majority is a term he's using loosely. Less than a majority elected Donald Trump, and the polls today would suggest that majority or that vote wouldn't even be sustained today. But, you know, we express our views. I don't know. I've come from the center most of my life and would hardly believe that I'm a leftist. But apparently the center can move. When the right moves further right, the center looks further left. And I'm afraid that's what's happened to the Republican Party at large. I'll be sorry the show's ended. In terms of my involvement, I've really much appreciated it, Earl, in terms of the capacity to be on the show, talk to you. Your insights are kind of remarkable, I think, and we've had a good deal of fun.
You know, Sandy... You and I are going to, as I stated before, I don't know what other podcasts are, but we're certainly not going to be going by and what other podcasts are. And just like we've done the radio show, we're not going to be limited on the things we talk about and the things that we discuss. And so, you know, I'm excited about this opportunity that you and I are going to have. And we just want to make sure that people in this listening audience know that they can get more of Sandy and Earl as we open up a new chapter. We're not silenced, okay? And the last time I checked, I think Sandy podcast can reach a lot further than terrestrial radio. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm enthused about where we're going to and what we're going to talk about, which I think is going to be matters that are not very partisan and much more related to what it is that Tom, Dick, and Mary worry about and think about.
And you will be hearing more from us soon. Sandy, thank you very much. We'll talk soon.
Yep.
Thank everybody who made the show go Monday. Again, it's going to be all callers. You have an opportunity to speak unencumbered, uninterrupted. To talk about what the show meant to you. See you guys on Monday. How can I hurt when holding you?
One. Eagle 1490 AM. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, tariffs and Wisconsin businesses. How is that working out? We talked to James Vanderloo. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
More than 600 international students and recent grads have had their visas revoked. Here's people that are here 100% legally. We've seen the ICE checklist. Do you wear a Chicago Bulls hoodie? Do you have a tattoo? Check, check, gone. Again, this is about due process and following the Constitution. And if we don't have that, then none of us are safe.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, moving soon to its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Marco Rubio signaling that President Trump may soon walk away from peace talks if there is no movement soon between Ukraine and Russia. Students are talking about the deadly shooting on the Florida State campus on Thursday. Mackenzie Heater says she was just a few feet away from the gunman when he began firing shots.
I noticed he was waving around a bigger rifle. That's when he shot the rifle, and I was just confused, like, was that really just a shot? And that's when I noticed him go in his car and pull out the handgun and then shoot that woman.
Two people were killed, at least four others wounded in Tallahassee in police custody after being shot by a police suspected gunman named Phoenix Eichmann. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen meeting face-to-face with Kilmara Brager-Garcia, the immigrant mistakenly deported from Maryland to El Salvador last month. Texas lawmakers approving a bill to spend $1 billion in public money on a voucher program so parents can send their children to private schools. This is ABC News.